up on the world's greatest hoaxes?
Absolutely.
It did.
That's the last time, Art. I'm sure you're jesting. No, the last time you had me on was when we did World's Greatest Hoaxes.
That's right.
And we were revealing for the first time evidentiary. I mean, we're talking about courtroom-type evidence that looked like the case, the entire alien autopsy, was a hoax. We were the same production, same producer, me, same writer, same guy who said it might be real, was now saying 3 years later, I don't think it is.
And I bet you did almost as well in the ratings.
Exactly. We did almost as well on a Monday night against Monday Night Football.
Yep.
I said to the guys at Fox, come on, I mean, look at this. We need to get into many more cases, a lot of stuff to clean up and great stuff to break. And they're like, well, we'll think about it. And sure enough, here we are, you know, doing specials for them. But, you know, we're trying and we're talking about doing a new case as well. So, again, Could It Be True is the series that we hope will sort of clean up the phenomenal end of TV and get to what's possibly real and throw out the stuff that's completely ridiculous. And I have to say there are a few cases that look great at the start,
yep,
but they fall apart.
Sure.
And you've got to be honest and say, you know what, the case is looking a little shaky, and if it looks really shaky, you tell the public. And that's what we're doing. We're moving up the story from a maybe to a possibility to maybe not.
So,
and
then this particular footage is going to be in a show called?
Well, the show, the series that we're presenting to, actually two major networks are involved, but we will say this, that we have done a lot of shows for Fox. We are talking to Fox. We assume that we'll get the best possible consideration there for the series. And by the way, can I just take a second and tell you, there are two other cases in the last year of UFO-related video.
Yes, tell me.
There's another case breaking, and I think you may have heard about it. A very nice guy, a guy named Santiago Yature, I'm probably not saying his name particularly right there, but he's from Mexico.
Okay.
And he has done a wonderful job with a case that's really making a lot of people who've seen it, like me, extremely interested. It appears that this family was going from Washington State down to Monterrey, Mexico, and so they're crossing the Texas area back in December. And again, the video camera's out, they're on a trip, and sure enough, something is outside their car window. And they pull over to the side of the road, and what unfolds again in about five, six, 7 minutes, is a wonderful UFO event that, again, has to be put into the same echelon as what we're talking about here. An incredible display of what appears to be a UFO form into a plume of some kind, like a mushroom. Then it seems to transform into a rocket-like device, all on video.
Now and you're getting into paranormal.
It's strange. And again, I think you can say with a degree of certainty, any jury, I think, if you showed the video to any jury without knowing much more than this family claimed they shot it, I don't think you could argue that innocent family members are in a car and they appear to be shooting it and it's not a hoax. And again, the provenance is clear. There is no issue. But what's even more amazing, and Santiago's been trying to educate me about this the last couple of weeks. I've been really busy on this other case, but sure enough, I've been hearing a lot about it. And it looks like the family had UFOs follow them back to their house in Washington State. And sure enough, they're videotaping them. So it's like the Gulf Breeze, like, case down in Florida some years ago, but now it's a woman and the UFO seem to be following her on her trips. Now I say the woman because there seems to be some feeling that the wife in this family might be the center of it, but who knows? I mean, she was holding the video camera when the first event happened in Texas. Mm-hmm. I'm not sure if that means whoever's on this craft. And again, you know, Art, I think it's important to start saying words clearly. You know, the term reality TV hasn't meant very much lately with shows like Survivor.
And have you secured this new video?
We're now negotiating, and, you know, obviously, I'm not going to start talking about money because every time...
No, that's right. That's right.
I will say this.
But you're working on it.
The issue is this. Santiago, again, like David Sarita, who talked about the UFO event back in the tether footage that we talked about, NASA, which compares to the new British case.
It sure does.
David Sarita was on your show. David was on my last UFO show. Santiago was on my last UFO show. It's natural for sources to come back to you with the cases that you have, so they have. So basically, Santiago and I are talking. There's no guarantee that it will pan out. Neither will. We never know if any case, Art, isn't going to become something other than what we thought, even during or before the airing, and even after the airing. So we're trying to get the public the best evidence and see if it stands.
I understand. Bob, I got a question for you. Sure. This is purely speculative, so you don't have to answer this. But, I mean, if Dan Golden is sitting at home, NASA's Dan Golden, watching, he probably watches NASA Select all the time. And he notices something out the window. Honey, look at that. Grabs his camcorder. Dan Golden runs out into his front yard and films something like this lady did, comes back in. What do you think Dan Golden does with the footage? That's a more important question than you know.
That's an interesting question, because if there was undisputed evidence of any UFO, that clearly was a mechanical craft that didn't come from any country on Earth, I have to believe that any NASA organization or any one of our Defense Department organizations, and there are many, I got to believe they would go public with that.
Do you think Dan would go public?
Well, we're about to test it, because here's where we're going. We're going to ask the top people at NASA, the office you just said, to comment finally about two things. The UFO video in space that was captured during the tether footage on tape by some intrepid videographers down here with their VCRs, and the new video in Britain. And we may throw in the bonus question is, was David Sirita blacked out during one of the Art Bell shows? And, and he's the guy who talked about that footage. I don't know what to make of it, Art. Did you see the tether footage? Are you aware of
it? Oh, yes, of course I've seen it, yes.
Now, so you know the shape and the structure.
Oh, sure. It's a match for this baby. There's no question about it. It's the same thing.
How would you react if someone told you that both were created by some camera struggling to make sense of a bright light?
Well, then I would say... I would say a few things that I better not repeat on the radio about NASA. So I think you're really, you paid a good license fee here is what I think. I think this is a good thing you've got, and I think it's going to be inexplicable for NASA, but I don't know, maybe they'll say, let's see, if I were going to try to pretend to be NASA, I might say, well, under similar lighting conditions, we could produce similar results, both for the lady in England and for our own footage.
And we're going to see
tether
that.
Footage.
And that's what Could It Be True is about, Art. We're about to try to find out.
That's what I think I'd say.
And we want them to participate in that and be active in some way and say, okay, if you make a claim that the video can be explained that easily,
then how? Let's have it.
Hey, help us. Help us understand what that camera was in space.
Mm-hmm.
Let's compare it to the one that was down here on Earth and figure out, well, how could two images, one in space and one over Britain, be so similar?
And do you think you've got the channels open wide enough to actually get them on camera and talk about this?
Well, my feeling is the openness. When I wrote for Omni Magazine back in the early 90s, and they talked about the face on Mars with me, one thing they said about the face on Mars, we're going to try to get one good picture and dispute, and hopefully fight, once and for all, be able to dispute any claim that it is artificial.
Well, they just took that picture.
Now, I ask you, does that... Okay, so they finally came clean, I think, and showed the best photograph they could possibly take. What do you think of the image?
Well, I think it doesn't end the controversy. When I first looked at the image, I said, they were right all along. It looks like a pile of rocks. And I still, to some degree, think that. However, I do also see what all the people who are making lots of noise now are saying, and that is if you cover half the face and you look at it, it becomes something else. And then look at the other half, and it becomes something else again. And as you know, Mr. Hoagland has said all along, all these many years, that it would be hominoid and feline. And sure enough, if you look at it carefully, you can see how people arrive at that conclusion. Now, what does that mean? Does that mean that it really is that? I haven't made up my mind at all.
I always find it interesting when they leave out, they describe the face on Mars, and they being any debunker, any skeptic, anybody who thinks it couldn't be, and I'm not just saying NASA, anybody. Anybody doesn't believe it's a face that was created by some unknown species or some unknown race. Keep in mind that you have a pyramid very nearby, as Richard, I'm sure, has educated your listeners over the years.
Yes.
an amazing array of objects positioned on the surface by Cydonia, which doesn't seem to make sense.
I know.
And the people who look at that area, like Errol Turin, formerly from Defense Mapping Agency, I'm not sure if he's even there anymore, guys like this, I mean, top guys, Dr. Mark Carlotto, these are people that rival anybody that the NASA group has. And these guys have worked with those same sectors, and they believe, at least until now, I believe, I haven't heard anything otherwise, that it still looks artificial to them.
I know.
So I'm sitting here going, when will we really start to study these things seriously so that we can say once and for all, it is or is it isn't, and move on? Based on Mars, we may have to go there, or we may have to actually get a piece of that thing and bring it back and look at it before anyone's going to be conclusively...
Well, you know, when they finally do set the Mars mission, the manned mission, if we ever get one, it's going to be interesting to see where they decide to land on Mars.
Well, I still believe, as the cover of that Omni magazine article from many, many years ago, in 94, that I wrote, I still believe the cover said it all. Eventually you'll see an astronaut walking toward the face of pyramid-like structures, and TV people are going to be watching on television.
I hope we live long enough to see it.
I think it will still be a mystery by then.
Well, this TV show you're working on that has certainly this one piece of footage, if not both you've talked about.
Well, that's just the beginning.
And much more. When might this come to fruition, would you guess?
We're in talks now, obviously, with Fox and with the other network, which will remain nameless, but at this point, I will say that our goal is to get the footage on the air by the early, early fall, the latest. So could it be true we'd launch the series with an amazing hour? And there's one other story you should be aware of.
Yes.
Actually, many. You and I could talk for hours.
I know.
But there's one case that is about a Bigfoot shot in the Everglades in Florida. And the videotape made the news back in the summer last year. And we just worked out, finally, the arrangement where we're going to be airing it. And it's going to show, again, many minutes, or at least a few minutes, a couple of minutes, of a Bigfoot man-like creature walking in the Everglades. It is either, again, a hoax or the real thing.
Is it as good, technically, as the Patterson film?
I'll let the viewer decide, but I will say this. At least there's a direct provenance. The guy is alive, and boy, I'll say, is he alive. He's a very interesting guy, and he has a lot to say about people who think he's a faker. And we like that because, again, he takes anybody on. And the video, by the way, again, follows many years of sightings in the area of the Everglades down in Florida. And, again, a legend has been built about the skunk ape, chiefly because there's been some photographs taken. So photographs are first.
Some pretty doggone good photographs, actually.
Now the video.
Yeah.
And, again, there are people who will say, it can't be real. But we're saying, wait a minute, the news took it seriously. We're just like them. We're news people. We take it seriously. Until you can say it's not, at least you have the providence.
Listen, the providence on the pictures, I know, is really good. I mean, the lady, that was not given to any news organization, nor sold, nor anything. The lady gave it to the sheriff's department.
Right. Now, you're talking about the one that is most recent, and it's tied to that other video I'm telling you about.
Yep.
And, again, it's a local area where some might say orangutan, some might say there are creatures similar to this that could be explained as natural or known species. But, again, Bigfoot, the Loch Ness Monster. Again, I have two cases now, two. One in Australia where a sea monster apparently washed up on an Australian beach.
A sea monster.
And actually a Turkish Loch Ness monster caught on tape.
Turkish?
Like the cameraman had a shoot with the creature.
Listen, you're right. We could spend hours, but we're out of time.
Maybe.
You are definitely at the top of your game, my friend. We will talk again. We'll schedule a longer appearance because there's a lot we could talk about.
Okay.
Bob Kivia, thank you.
Thank you, Art.
And good night. And the BBC article that has just a single shot from the video of what Bob Kivia did is on my website. Just go to program tonight's guest info and the BBC article for the new UFO that I've got up there. That's a mind blower. Under what's new, it's a video with audio. It says video UFO video from North Bay, Ontario. Under what's new, check it out.
You're listening to Art Bell Somewhere in Time. Tonight featuring a replay of Coast to Coast AM from June 8th, 2001.
We've been traveling far.